Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be unto you all. Amen. Our text is the gospel lesson for today, but I added a couple of verses after last Sunday. I already picked the text. But the Athanasian Creed, there was the next to the last paragraph. Those who have done good will enter into eternal life, and those who have done evil into eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith. Whoever doesn't believe it will be damned. But that verse comes from John 5:29. I want to read verse 28-29. Look at it in this regard. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. And this verse, notice, they shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Exact words, that's where that came from in the Athanasian Creed. But I thought we needed to look at that because, hey, are we saved by works? If you've heard Pastor Dave preaching on Acts lately, you know very clearly we are not saved by works. But this is showing our faith. The works are proof of our faith. When we do good works, there would be faith. We look at the rich man and Lazarus. How do we know Lazarus had faith? You know what the name Lazarus means? God is my help. God gave him that name, that he looked to God for help. And how about the rich man? Why was he damned? Because he was rich? No. Because he did not accept Jesus as Savior. He was not his brother's keeper. He didn't love his neighbor, poor Lazarus, begging there at his door, begging for scraps, even to try to take him away from the dog. Sores covering his body. Lazarus didn't care. Looked away until he was in hell. That's the whole message of these texts today. An eternity awaits all after death. If I had a dollar for every time I heard in my lifetime, when you're dead, you're dead, I'd be rich. That's what the world says. But this text today makes it very clear. When you're dead, you're going to rise again. That's what we heard in the book of Acts for weeks, I guess months, Pastor Dave has been working out with the book of Acts. In there, the message over and over again was, this Jesus, whom you crucified, is going to come again. And everyone who believes in him as Lord and Savior will be saved, but whoever does not believe in him will be damned. It is faith and faith alone that saves. Our faith proceeds forth with good works, but our salvation is by faith and faith alone, and that is very clear throughout Scripture. So this morning we want to look at the resurrection that is coming up. The first words of our text in John were, marvel not at this, for in that hour all that are in the graves shall hear his voice. Not a few, not just believers. We always get pictures of believers being caught up to heaven and the unbelievers disappearing, but all are going to be raised and answered on judgment day. All shall appear before the Savior on the throne. And the Bible says all will answer for their sins. But what's the answer for believers? The answer is not that I'm innocent because I know I don't deserve heaven. I don't deserve eternal life. But by the grace of Jesus who died on the cross for me, when he said, it is finished, my sins were paid for. So my sins aren't there on judgment day. Jesus is there saying, let these go their way. I have paid for their sins. But those who have rejected Jesus will be raised again, but into eternal damnation. You know, Jesus proved that power he had to raise the dead. He did it, we know, three times, you know, while he was here on earth. Jairus' daughter and Lazarus and the son of the widow of Nain. We don't know if there are others, but at the moment of his death, remember what happened? Countless bodies of saints appeared, rose out of their graves, and walked around through Jerusalem. And he was raised from the dead. And this is what tells us that that's the God that loves us. He created us. He preserves us day by day, and he redeemed us. When we think things are tough in this world, that we don't know how we're going to make it through another day, the farmers here are so dependent upon God for their crops day by day, they know that without the Lord providing the rain at the right time, there's not going to be any crops. But we're in the hands of an almighty God that can do all things, and he does control everything. Doesn't mean we won't have crop failures. It happens again and again. But through this, God is testing us, and he strengthens our faith. He shows us how dependent we are upon him and how we need to come to him daily in penitence and in prayer. Our Savior says here, the hour cometh. He wants us to realize how close it is. And we look at the world today and read throughout the New Testament about the signs of the second coming. The storms, the weather changes, like we're talking about that, all the rain we're having. And last summer we couldn't get the rain when we needed it, but it's totally in the hands of God. That all power is given unto me in heaven and earth, he says, and that's the power over the weather and what's in the world. And we see the signs of the last time, the weather changing, the rioting around the world. It's not getting better, it's getting worse. People, kill all the Jews, kill all the Jews. And think they're speaking words of love. But it's a different world today. A world troubled. A world of anxieties. And as we look at the world today, we know the hour cometh. You know, we meet the Lord when we die, whatever day that might be. And some people think, well, this is just for the old people. But look in the papers, how many young people die every day. How dependent we are every day upon Jesus for forgiveness. We dare never forget that day by day, when he rises in the morning, we should ask the Lord to be with us during the day and guide us, that we may show that love shown in the epistle lesson here. If we do not love our brother, the Bible says we don't love God. So we need to care about our fellow man, because judgment day is coming. It could be right now while we're here gathered. And that's what sometimes we hope when Jesus comes again, we're going to be at church praying. But what if we're somewhere in the middle of a sin? What if our sins have weaknesses? Then we're going to feel terrible. Does it mean we're going to be damned? We're living in a state of grace. We're living in a state of grace. There is not a good a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So we have all sinned, and we are dependent every day upon Jesus Christ for forgiveness and the assurance of life everlasting. But the hour is coming, and it is very certain. Even as we sit here today, we know that we are 1 hour closer to seeing the Lord face to face. He is coming again. And when he comes, we as Christians have nothing to fear. I know we know we are sinners. We know that every day we face the fact that we are sinners. But we know we're in His grace. That He loves us every day and says, son, daughter, your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more, is what He says. But we go and sin more, don't we? And yet, He still forgives us again and again. That's the loving Father. We talked about the prodigal son in Bible class not long ago. And the love of the Father for the son. The son went out and spent it all on wild living. Ended up living with the hogs and eating hog slop. It's all he could get to eat. And then he remembered his father. A loving father. A merciful father. A father that loves us and forgives us. And he said, I'll go back to him and claim again my brotherhood. No. I'll go back and ask to be a slave. Because I know I deserve nothing. And this way with you and me, we deserve nothing. But God in His mercy as our Heavenly Father has forgiven us, invited us back, and rejoiced that we're now in this kingdom. We're justified by faith alone. And the good works are the proof of that faith. As we help our brother, Jesus said unto them when they complained about us, says, how do you know that we don't love our brother? He says, well, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. But then the others, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. I was thirsty and you didn't give me a drink. I was in prison, you didn't come see me. And he's showing here that the life of the Christian is a life of good works. And we can never do enough good works to get one step of the way into heaven. Because it's only by faith. And the Lord says that the world should look at us as Christians. And that's the question I ask myself every day. And I fail miserably so often. When people ask you the reason of the hope that dwells within. Can people see in your life that you're different by your speech, by what you say? Do you show that you are a redeemed child of God, forgiven in the blood of Jesus Christ? Or do we sometimes go out in the world and live like all the rest of the world and then, well, I'll go to church Sunday morning and I'll take communion and be forgiven and start all over again? No, the life of the Christian is a life of being a saint and a sinner. That every day we fall into sin. Every day there is weakness in our lives. But every day the Lord is there saying the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sins. There is no second chance, no in-between place. You know, people always say there's a place in between. Another sentence I've heard so often at a funeral of somebody who is not a Lutheran, and I go there and somebody says, yeah, we're a different faith, but we're all going to the same place. I've heard that thousands of times. And it's true, we're all going to the same place if we believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. But some people think because they go to a church and believe in a God rather than knowing Jesus as their Savior, that they're going to be saved. But the thing is, we have to hold fast to Christ, our divine Savior, who died for us and rose again, that Paul talked about so much in the Acts, his whole life after the Lord knocked him down that way and that day and said, Paul, why are you, Saul, why do you persecute me? But ever since that day, then Paul was the living voice of Jesus. If God was great enough and loving enough to forgive him who was killing Christians, in this way he could tell everybody as he preached, I know then that God will forgive you if God forgave even me. But our world doesn't really realize that today. That's the problem. The world today doesn't see the signs of the end of the world coming. They don't see the hatred out there that is around us. And the young people of America, the sad thing is, I don't know what the percentage of them is, but so many of them do not have a Christian home to back them up. You know, that's the only hope for our children and grandchildren in this world, is that we teach Jesus diligently into our children. Because if they don't learn about Jesus from us, they're not going to learn it out in the world today. They're being brainwashed in schools and colleges against Jesus. No prayer in school. Nothing about Jesus. No cross, no guide. But only in Christ is there hope. Fear not him who is able to destroy the body, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul. Strong words of law. But when we speak about death, sing songs about it. Some people don't like the hymns about death, about eternity. Abide with me. You think that's an evening hymn. It's an evening of the world hymn is what that was. And all of our hymns today are guided towards this, about eternal life. We don't like to hear about, some people don't want to walk by a cemetery or walk through a cemetery. I met my wife 66 and a half years ago in a cemetery. I won't tell the rest of the story. But anyway, in Marshall, Missouri, the loop was you go drive through the cemetery and then you go out by the swimming pool and make the loop and then through the town square. But some people don't even want to look at the cemetery because it reminds them of death. For the Christian, there is no fear there. It's all hope and assurance that that's the answer to our prayers. I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. And our message of woe is strong, yes, but we need that strong law so that we feel the need of that gospel, the one they always call gospel in a nutshell. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So no matter what happens in the world, no matter how difficult the situation becomes, no matter how great the tempest, the storms, the earthquakes come, we know who is in charge. That God is our refuge and strength, the never failing help in time of trouble. He will be with us. He says to us, be still and know that I am God. So amidst of a world in turmoil, a world where Jesus is pushed out, a world where God is forgotten, we still have that hope that God is with us and forgives us every day in Jesus. And now may that wonderful peace with God that we have through the forgiveness of our sins in Christ Jesus hold us steadfast in the faith unto life everlasting.